Hello, welcome to another episode of Dev Radio. My guest today is Jan Haase, CEO of Wunderflats. Jan, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. And you?
I'm doing great. I'm here in Chicago, Illinois. Where are you?
In Berlin, Germany.
Berlin, is that home?
Yeah, it is. I'm born here. So.
Tell me about Wunderflats.
Okay. Wunderflats is an online marketplace for furnished apartments for stays of 1 month or longer. So it's basically like a long-term Airbnb for corporate housing.
Airbnb for corporate housing. Interesting. This is short-term housing for executives moving around or new employees coming into town? Long-term. Okay, excellent. How long have you been in business?
We started last year in August when we joined the Microsoft Accelerator. And we launched in January this year.
Microsoft Accelerator. Tell me about your experience with that.
Yeah, it was great. So we had a lot of mentors that helped us a lot in the beginning. And we also got great people that teach us how to speak or how to pitch that helped us a lot. Yeah.
Oh, both technical mentoring and non-technical mentoring as well.
Yeah.
Excellent. Did you go out to Redmond to join some of the folks on the team to partner with them?
No, actually not.
Okay. Were you also part of BizSpark?
Yeah, of course, BizSpark Plus.
Okay. Tell me a little about the technology that's involved in Wunderflats.
Yeah, we're using full-stack JavaScript stack. So JavaScript in the back-end and in the front-end. And also MongoDB as a database. And it's nice to see that Azure supports MongoDB as one of their major languages. So we get really nice support from the Azure team.
Interesting. MongoDB and JavaScript and probably a web service in between, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Is this basically a single-page application?
No, it's a multi-page application. We use React in the front end. So we changed from single-page to multi-page due to SEO reasons and stuff.
Are you using MongoDB as a service or are you using it on a virtual machine?
Actually, we use external partner for MongoDB. We don't do it with Azure.
I see.
Yeah.
What pieces of Azure are you using?
We used to use virtual machines, but we changed to Azure websites because we just spent a lot of time with deployment and we had a lot of issues there, and Azure websites helped with that a lot. So, yeah.
So the simplicity of web apps over virtual machines is what drove that.
Yeah, it cut the cost of like 30% or something for us, so it was great. Yeah.
Tell me a little about the fundraising for this. You said Microsoft helped you to pitch that to venture capitalists?
Yeah, actually we did. We raised 500K with angels, mostly angels in Germany. There were founders that sold the company or some companies that does the IT for VW, for V. So we got angels.
What was that process like? Did they come to you? Did you go to them? Did Microsoft facilitate that at an interest site or what?
Yeah, actually, there are a lot of pitch events in Berlin, but they went not that well for us. So we were going to another city, pitched there, and on the same day, people came to us. We were wearing our hoodies, and they were asking.
That's a Wunderflats hoodie.
Yeah, it is. So logo right here. So they were asking about what's Wunderflats. We told them, and a couple of days later we met, and they agreed for 500K. So it was kind of nice for us.
That just sounds too easy.
Yeah, it's not that easy, but it went really well. So it took for us like 6 weeks from first contact to closing. Mm-hmm. So, but it's good.
So your site, is it wunderflats.com?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it up right now. Is it? You're online, of course. You could do business anywhere. Are you mostly in Germany? It sounds like your company's in Germany. Your investors are in Germany. Are your customers also there?
Yeah, we have six cities in Germany right now and two in Spain. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that plans to expand that either across Europe or across the world?
Yeah, first Europe and then the world, of course. But it's nice for us that we grow city-wise, so we don't have to open a whole company. We just open a city. So we, like 4 weeks ago, we've been to New York to talk to some landlords there and also some investors. See. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at the site now. So the word, you can search for a city and then dates from and to, and the city is a drop-down. So the cities that are available here are Seville in Spain and then a bunch of, it looks like, German cities as well. Okay, and so that eventually that's going to be not a drop-down anymore. You'll just be able to search across the world.
That's right, that's right.
The idea. Oh, very nice. Nice-looking site. And this is reactive. This will work on a phone as well. It'll look a little bit different if I move it to a tablet or something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you make money with this? What's your revenue model?
We do take 6% from the on every month's rent from the landlord. So for tenants, it's for free. You don't have to pay any extra fees.
I see. Yeah. Okay. And how are you marketing it?
Through AdWords, we have in on all the countries we are, we have some big partners. For example, Immobilien-Scout here in Germany is the biggest rented classified. So we partnered with them. It's our main channels. And also account managing, of course, because we have a lot of landlords and we help companies to find apartments for their employees.
I have to say, I like the simplicity of your website. There's only three questions. You hit search. And it's very intuitive how to use this. What's next? Are you adding new features to this? Are you going to add something to the infrastructure? What are you going to do next with the product?
Yeah, actually, we will relaunch the whole platform at the end of the year. So because we changed our technologies from Angular to React, and we also did a redesign. It's burning right now in the product.
Is that implemented? Is it now React?
No, it's what you see is still Angular, but the next version will be React.
What drove that change?
That's
a lot of work.
Yeah, it's also a lot of reasons.
Complete rewrite of the front one. Yeah.
Yeah. it's, for example, the speed, of course. React is, for our case, much faster than Angular. We also had some problems with basic features of Angular that did not fit for us. And so we had a lot of reasons to change.
When will that change be rolled out?
At the end of the year. So internally, it's the 21st December. But last week of December will be public.
Okay. You mentioned off camera that you got another round of financing.
Yeah, that's right.
Gearing up for.
Yeah, we are preparing Series A for next year, but we will do a round in between of 1.5 to 2 million. And talking to a lot of VCs right now.
So you're really anticipating a lot of growth. How's the scalability of your application right now? Is that even an issue?
No, not really, because we use cloud technologies. It helps a lot with scaling. And we also do, the sales we do is also we grow with companies. So if we acquire one company, we get a lot of new customers or new tenants. And AdWords is also very scalable kind of for us.
Excellent. How did you get hooked up with Microsoft Ventures?
We just applied there at the Microsoft Accelerator and got accepted. So, I don't know.
You apply, you just fill out a form, and then they contact you, or was there there's some sort of a competition that...
Yeah, there were about 500 startups that applied for it, and I think 8 were chosen. So,
it's very competitive.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's excellent.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And your company's been around for how long?
Since August last year, so when we joined the Microsoft Accelerator.
Uh-huh.
So So we started a couple of months before. So yeah, we started out with students, but changed to companies a couple of months later, because we saw that the need is much higher there.
Oh, I see. Originally, you were housing for students, and now you're housing exchange students, corporate employees.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, you've done quite a bit in less than 2 years.
Yeah, less than 1 year.
less than one year.
Yeah, it's like 9 months real life. I don't know, like 10 months right now.
What was your background before you did this?
I have a technical background. I used to be a software developer at Winkler-Nixdorf. I founded also a couple of startups before and became technical mentor and consultant for Immobilien-Scout, the biggest rental classified in Germany. My co-founder has a business background. He used to build and lead promotional teams and sales teams. Yeah. And used to work in the international M&A office of Axel Springer.
So you've got both the technical side and the business side and the startup side coming into that. There's a lot of people listening to this that are considering launching a startup. Do you have any advice for them?
Oh, yeah, like there are a lot of advice, I guess. If you start your first startup, I guess you should talk to a lot of people that already founded a startup for advice on every part of the business. Or even technologies, because the technologies differ from companies to startups. But also, in the end, like when you found, if you found your startup, you do your daily business, you live in your company, and you know your company best, and also the space you're working in. So only, like, listen to a lot of people, but. Draw your own picture on what everybody's saying, because one person says one thing, the other says another thing, and you always have to walk like in between.
What was the biggest challenge for you in getting this one started?
Biggest challenge, for us it's a team, of course, because we were three founders. One of them was a good friend of mine, so. As it's also another advice, don't find a company with friends.
You didn't take that advice.
I did it wrong. So, I think you should start a company with someone that is has skills that helps with your company, and you can become friends afterwards, but not other way around. Because it's always hard to say. You do a bad job, or I don't know.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of difficult conversations to have when you're in business together.
Yeah.
Well, Jan, thank you so much for being with us today. Yeah. And thank you for joining us on Dev Radio.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.